I just wanted to say something. I heard Dave do the news here this morning about it, and I just want to say, as this is just my personal opinion, but I'm happy with what the Michigan Supreme Court did. Close vote, 4-3, but ordered that new redistricting commission has to be more transparent, that they cannot conduct meetings behind closed doors. And as somebody who voted for that ballot initiative a couple of years ago, that's kind of what I voted for. I voted for transparency. I wanted to be done in the open.
You want to take it out of the party blocks.
I didn't like how it was done for years and years. If it was the Democrats in control of the state legislature or Republicans, I didn't want things done in the back rooms and where we didn't know what was going on. That's the main reason I voted for this.
Where in my office studio is the hidden camera you guys are looking at?
Why? What's going on?
Well, because on the top of my stack to talk about is the Michigan Supreme Court ordering
aren't I just like to say great minds think alike?
Must be.
That's it.
Oh, gosh. I'm going to sit this one out.
But, you know, this also goes to show you sometimes, too, that that's what I like about state Supreme Courts and Supreme Court, the federal Supreme Court, is that you don't exactly know how certain judges will vote all of the time. And
exactly.
I thought the number would kind of be reversed, and I didn't know that it would be the three liberal justices voting against the press that were trying to bring this out to the open. And it was the three Republicans that voted for, along with one Democrat who joined them to make that the majority vote. So you never know.
Nope.
Never know.
No, you don't.
Which is why when people think that they are guaranteed, this is the way it's going to happen.
Right. You never know.
That's why they fake the vote. That's why they play the games.
Yeah. And, hey, I'd like to just give a handout to all of the, like the Detroit Free Press and the Detroit News. And there are countless. So right there, there are like a handful.
Mears and others.
Yep, others that joined in the lawsuit to make sure that, that they had to be transparent. I'm happy they did that.
You know, we were just talking about
the other headline that goes along with it from the Free Press: Michigan Civil Rights Department sounds alarm on redistricting commission's maps.
Right.
So you know it's not going to be an easy process.
No, not at all.
And it is, we were just mentioning this, they got to have those maps released by the end of the year.
Yeah.
Within last week of the month.
Yeah, next week.
Yeah. Next week.
They've got to have it done next week.
Got to pick one.
Right. So, and it probably, who knows what kind of challenges they'll go through after that, but they have to have that done next week.
Probably more to the Supreme Court.
It might be. It just might be.
Haven't heard the last of it.
That's the thing. The other way of doing it, you could do it like how Texas has legislature with the Republicans owning it basically, and how they could draw the districts, or California, which released its new districts this week, in which the Democrats gained a huge, huge advantage. And I know Republicans are upset with what's happening there. I kind of like this way. I want it to be out in the open. And there is no perfect way. I know that. There is no perfect way.
Yeah.
All I ever wanted was it to be out in the open.
Yeah.
That is all I ever wanted it.
Give it a try.
Yes.
I'll maintain my stance that I want something done, but I'm still unhappy the fact that they made it the three Republicans and three Democrats.
Right. Understand.
Which eliminates the other parties. And the how many were supposed to be independent?
Five, I believe. I think. Yeah. Right. Yeah. I know. And that's what. And I agree with that. But I just always wanted it done. In the open. That's what I wanted.
Well, it'll be interesting to see if we finally get whether you agree or not. Maps that look more geographically appropriate.
Right.
And some puzzle pieces.
Right.
That if you were to disassemble, you'd never get together again because you can't figure out how they were supposed to go together.
Oh yeah.
Stay tuned for more.
I think I'll set the criteria and throw it all into a computer and let the computer.
Well, that's
what
I was thinking.
Yeah, they could be right.
Could somebody write some software?
Take the personalities out of it.
Who's going to write the software?
Go to any high school.
Yeah, there you go.
Right.
Or maybe middle school. There'll be some 12-year-old genius out there who's writing software for something else right now.
I think I was referring to the criteria.
The neutrality of the writer.
Yeah, right.
Well, again, give it to a kid. What do they know about anything?
Right.
Yeah, right.
Whatever their parents tell them.
Maybe more than you think. You never know.
That's true.